Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022. I am happy to be here with you. I am, I won't go into this whole thing about, it's been a year since I've recorded and, I apologize. I'm going to get better. I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to address that. You know, new year, new you, all that stuff, because you see, it reminds me, it's becoming repetitious, and I don't want to remind myself of my slack in 2021. Nevertheless, here we are. In this post, I am going to talk a little bit about nutrition, or basically, this cast was influenced by our daughter, who actually raised some questions about her diet as she was being raised. And I'm glad about it. And I thank her for bringing that up because it made me think about nutrition and how, you know, she was raised and how we did feed her and what kind of nutrition and valuable nutrition we provided her as she was coming up. So I'm glad that she raised that question. I'm happy about that. So it's 2022 and the novel coronavirus is still a part of our lives. Today, I'm going to just talk about food, like I said, a little bit. I'm not going to come from the nutritionist perspective necessarily and talk about veganism and keto diets and or anything like that. It's basic. I'm addressing how I was raised minimally and how we raised our daughter. Basically, that's pretty much about it. I'm just going to talk about food coming from those two aspects, okay? Not holistically. So I grew up in a home where we had all cooked meals. We grew up in the South and et cetera. And I have immigrant roots, but we grew up in the South and we were four kids and we always ate home cooked meals. We didn't even know. I mean, fast food wasn't even a term that I was familiar with until we were brought to the West Coast. I thought the only place to eat was at home. So we were fed at home and fed well at home. We didn't eat junk or anything like that, but we were fed very well, very, very well. But when we came here, we continued to eat meals that were prepared at home. And I thought that was important, that there was continuity, you know. Of course, as we grew older, in high school, we began to take the bus to school or walk, et cetera. Because this was shortly before high school, we were brought to the West Coast. So it wasn't long before we discovered fast food. So me and my siblings began to visit quick food or other synonyms for fast food, like diners, delis, canteens, hamburger stands, or more commonly known as fast food. Okay, that just sounds uglier, right? Instead of a canteen or a deli. But anyway, it's all the same. You're not cooking your food at home and it's somebody else that has their hands in your food. But anyway, we didn't live on fast food, but like many teens, we went at lunchtime. We went at luncheon while we were at school. Fast food occasionally is not bad. But we don't want to consume too much of it, and we don't want to consume it all the time. Too much fat, too many trans fats, etc., too much cholesterol, sugar. So we don't want to consume that on a regular basis. I realize that the vegetarians and vegans would probably beg to differ and say we should never consume fast food. But that's not my life, and that's not the perspective where I'm coming from. That's not the ideology that I'm bringing forth or that I was raised with. I eat well, I feel well, and exercise regularly, so I am overall very healthy. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably like a 12. So I'm very healthy, very fit, very strong. I take my supplements, etc., high protein diet. Anyway, I always have been. And as I grew, married, and had a child, I continued with my idea of well-being. I didn't want to raise a child with any rigid, non-flexible eating habits. My goal, and each of us had different goals, the siblings and each human being has a different goal, was to raise a child who had a sense of nutrition, a variety of cuisines from which to choose, and flexibility. I didn't want to raise a child who was a candidate for heart disease or diabetes due to diet. Genetics, I can do little about, but I could control diet. I cooked regularly, I mean more than regularly. I cooked a lot, and I still do. Our daughter was raised on eating well-balanced or mostly balanced meals. She ate lobster, but not too much because I'm aware of the cholesterol and shellfish. She ate king crab minimally. She consumed mac and cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches, etc. But cheese is a great source of calcium, fat, and protein. We loved milk, always 2%, because there was this rumor going around that, you know, dark-skinned people were susceptible to the sugar in milk, and we were lactose intolerant, which I have disproven because I drink milk every single day, and I don't have flatulence all the time. Anyway, I love milk. It's natural. It has vitamin A. It helps you grow. Has calcium and protein. Got milk? Anyway, suffice it to say, cereal is no good without milk, and cereal, my daughter did consume. I go in and out from my daughter to our daughter. Obviously, it's our daughter, but I'm talking about the way that I fed her. So, cereal, my daughter did consume. I must add, I was the one that was favoring the sugary cereals. Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops. I mean, come on, give me a break, right? And I loved Raisin Bran, but I put sugar on Raisin Bran. But anyway, I gave her Honey Nut Cheerios, and she loved Honey Nut Cheerios for years. She may still consume them. I don't know. But that's one of the healthiest cereals on the planet, even today. It's high in fiber, low in sugar. Of course, today we have the Kashis and the like, but Cheerios are still on the market, and they're still holding their own. Again, high fiber, iron, and calcium. Now, I must admit, not shamefully, though, there were times we drove through Taco Bell, KFC. The latter was mostly for me, but all in all, we'd buy like mashed potatoes and no gravy and those non-tacos from Taco Bell. They were so flat. I think we were just eating the shell. But anyway, we went through those drive-thrus, but mostly due to her busy dance schedule, her academic schedule, her piano lessons, and so on. I would sometimes pack our lunch as well. And at home, there was always veggies, lots of asparagus, loads of salads, eggs, filet mignon, good protein, and very tasty. Lots of orange juice. I just remember her sipping on orange juice with that straw in a glass. She loved that. And orange juice is great for potassium. So I thank our daughter for putting me in a place to recall how we ate as she grew up. And overall, I am pleased. I am pleased because we're all very healthy. We all have very strong immune system. We're all still eating healthy, perhaps even more so. And I'm glad to have been influenced by our daughter as she makes decisions on her dietary habits as an adult. So I thank her for this podcast. And I thank you for listening. And welcome to 2022. And you know what? I'm going to do better. Happy New Year to you all. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.